Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We are back for Ask Us Anything from the Do This, Not That podcast presented by Marigold. This is our super short episode where all week long we get in questions. We get in work questions and we get in really ridiculous questions. We try to tackle one of each. If you want to submit one, you would be very cool. You just go to jschwedelson.com, the button that says podcast, another one that says Ask Us Anything. So let's do the work question first. We got a question from Karen from Sarasota, Florida. Oh, Karen, I feel so bad for you. You know, you go through your life, you're living your life, and then something stupid happens, and all of a sudden your first name becomes like some people make fun of. That's got to stink. Like, it's not just if your name is Karen. Like, what if your name is like Chad, right? All of a sudden everyone thinks you're kind of a tool, or Alexa, you're the AI thing. Like, you were going through your life and now your name is Alexa and now everyone's like, oh, you're the AI thing. That's so annoying. Or what if you're like Becky and you're like going through your life and then all of a sudden Beyonce comes out with her song and now you're Becky with the good hair. You're like, it's not funny. I've heard it 7,000 times. I actually had that happen to me because on Saturday Night Live, there was this skit years ago called Schweddy Balls, okay? And because my last name is Schwedelson. And everybody, when that came out, thought it would be so funny to tell me that. I've gotten so many gifts with sweaty balls on it. I'm like, dude, it's not funny. It's been like 400 years. Anyway, Karen, what is your question? Jay, our click-through rates and conversion rates need a big-time boost. Do you have any quick tips or tricks that are a little uncommon to get more people to click and take action? Well, everybody wants their clicks to be higher, right? Come on. Whether it's your social media posts, your emails, you want people to click through and convert on your destination offer pages, whether you're a business or consumer marketer. And you know what? There's one thing I don't think people do enough with, that focus enough on. That's something called click triggers. This is almost never talked about, but from all of our A/B testing that we do, it can dramatically increase click activity when used. So what exactly is a click trigger? A click trigger is a small piece of copy placed near your call to action button. And that button could be in your social media post. It can be in your email. The call to action button is the submission button on your destination page where you're trying to get somebody to take advantage of your offer. And it's this small piece of copy that you put right near that button that helps reduce the hesitation to, you know, ease the fears of what the person's thinking, should they do it or not do it? And it sort of increases the urgency. It's a nudge. It's that nudge. Click triggers are not, I mean, they can be, but they're really not social proof. And if you've never really tested click triggers, you should. And you should be doing an A/B test. Test half of whatever you're doing with a click trigger and half without. So let me give you some examples of what exactly click triggers are. What do they sound like? Now, again, you want to have these very, very close to your call to action button. So you would put this little snippet of text right there. So on the business side, click triggers would be things like this: no credit card required, or cancel anytime, no questions asked, or free 14-day trial. And let's say you're in like IT security, the click trigger would be putting this little line of text that might say SOC 2 compliant, or things like instant onboarding starts in minutes. And on the consumer side, right, it would be things like free shipping and returns, ships in 24 hours, you know, made with sustainable materials, or as seen on TikTok, or only 3 left in stock. Basically, what it is the one thing that you know the person is thinking about that they need to hear in that moment that's going to get them to want to take that action. And you're saying, oh, this isn't that important. Who really cares? But it is, because now they've read through, they've scrolled through, they've looked at your social post, they're on that landing page, they're on that destination page. Like, you know what? I don't know. What if they need a credit card? I don't know. Are they HIPAA compliant? Are they, the thing that you know is in their head, the one barrier, you put that snippet right there where the call to action is. You put it right below the call to action button. You put it right above the call to action button. Again, in the email, on the social post, on the destination page, you put it on a badge, a little badge near the button. You could even put it inside the button itself. You could have your main part of the button say, you know, download now. And then right below it, it would say, you know, whatever your subtext is there, you know, free trial, whatever. So it's all built in. We have found that click triggers, first off, within email, having click triggers within email near your call to action button will actually increase your click-through rates by over 20% versus not having them at all. And on your destination page, your page where people are going to convert, whether you're business or consumer, they're going to take advantage of your offer. If you have a click trigger right next to that button, right near that button, the conversion rates go up by about 14% versus not having that click trigger right there. You know, it's we use click triggers in real life too. My wife does it to me all the time. My wife uses click triggers to me all the time in real life. She'll say to me, because I don't like going out, I'm the least fun person on the planet. And she'll say things like, it'll be fun, I promise. Like right when I'm on the edge, should we go or not? Right? Or she'll say, you know, if it's terrible, we can leave early. And that's the click trigger for me to say, okay, we'll go, right? This is what we do in our lives. And the worst one, the one that I can't stand, okay, is the one where she goes, listen, I already told them you were going. And that's not even a click trigger. That's just it. I'm screwed. I gotta go. Okay, it stinks. By the way, super random tip, since we're talking about call to action stuff, I've been seeing this a lot lately. Neil Patel shared this, MP Digital, the colors of your call to action button, the actual button color, that rectangular button in your email, on your social post, on your destination page, what is the color of the button? I haven't tested this, but MP Digital is out there and they're saying that if you use blue buttons, far and away blue buttons will crush it versus any other color, like blue versus black or yellow. Blue has a 31% higher conversion rate and click-through rate than black or yellow. What's interesting about the button thing, the colors, and by the way, everything's about testing. If you've never tested button color, you should. The second and third ones after blue are red and green. And the reason that's so interesting to me is, you know, you're dealing with people with, you know, color blindness issues, and you would think that, you know, red and green wouldn't be it, but they're the right after blue. So if you've never tested button color, I think you should. All right, before we get to the absolute ridiculous question, which of course is crazy ridiculous, I want you to know this podcast is exclusively presented by Marigold. I talk about Marigold a lot. You're like, oh no, Jay's talking about Marigold again. I'm going to zone out. I'm going to drink my coffee. I'm not going to pay attention. But you know what? You are driving somewhere. Maybe you're going to work and you're going to go log into your email sending platform. You're going to set up your campaign. You're going to get frustrated. You're not going to see the performance that you want. It's going to be hard to navigate. It's hard to set up campaigns. You don't have a loyalty program. All of that is what you can do with Marigold. That's why Marigold's awesome. It is a roll-up of the coolest platforms, you know, Campaign Monitor and My Emma, and Live Clicker and Sail Through. It is awesome. You can check them out at meetmarigold.com. I've sent billions of emails through Marigold. They're awesome. Check them out at meetmarigold.com. All right, let's get into the ridiculous question. We got a question from Barry from Rochester, New York. All right, Barry, what do you got? Jay, it's wild that you have a platform to use and you use it to analyze Love is Blind and other horrible things. Is the goal to lose credibility in real time, or does it just come naturally? That is so not nice. You know, my team pulls these questions and I try not to see, especially obviously the work question we know ahead of time so we can plan for it a little bit, but I try not to see the ridiculous question because I want to be able to, you know, react to it in real time. So I didn't see this question. I really want to thank my team for making me look like a clown. Yeah, that's kind of rude. Listen, no, I'm not trying to lose credibility in real time. Here's the truth. First of all, people always say to me, oh, maybe your wife likes reality TV and she makes you watch it. That's not true. It's totally the reverse. I'm the one pushing the agenda on reality TV. I love it. I have no idea why. It's very relaxing. Nothing really terrible happens. I mean, yeah, people break up, but whatever, who cares? And so that part's good. And then I also laugh at the people on the screen. I'm like, ha, 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 you're a tool, you're a clown, you're a loser. And I'm making fun of people that I don't know. So there's that. I don't know if that makes me a horrible person, but there's that. And in general, it's like easy. I can't handle stress anything. I can't watch horror movies. Stresses me out. A lot of times thrillers will get to me. They really will. Like I talked about it the other day. I was trying to watch The Good American Family with Ellen Pompeo, which is about that girl who got adopted that ended up being a whole fake thing. And the girl was like kind of a psycho. At least that's how they portrayed her in the show. And it scared me. I can't watch anything scary. But more to the point, does it make me lose credibility? I don't think so. I think in general, what we have to all think about with whatever we're putting out there is, how do you connect with other people now with AI? We're all on Zoom. Nobody sees each other. Nobody meets up, whatever. How do you connect with somebody? And you connect in the stupid. The stupid is where we all connect. It is. It's when you can say, oh, I was at the supermarket and this person was annoying because they were taking forever to check out. That's interesting. That's fun to talk about. I don't know. Reality TV. I put it in the same bucket. When you live in the stupid, you can connect with people because we're all living in the stupid to some extent. And if you don't want to live in the stupid, then you're a loser. What do you want me to tell you? Don't listen to me. I'm an idiot. I don't care. Anyway, thanks for being here. I appreciate you. Listen, tomorrow, guruconference.com opens up. It's our free virtual email marketing event. The reason you want to make sure you register tomorrow morning is because the first people that register are going to get our free hoodies that we're sending out. Guruconference.com tomorrow. Be there. Be square. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.